Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Authorities in Oklahoma say at least one person has been killed and dozens of others injured overnight as tornadoes pounded areas of that state as well as Texas and Arkansas. In Idabel, Oklahoma, a church, school, and medical center were all destroyed. And in Lamar County, Texas, at least 50 homes were damaged or destroyed and 10 people were treated at one hospital. Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has taken the stand at his federal criminal trial in Washington, D.C. Rhodes and four other members of the far-right group are charged with seditious conspiracy and other offenses in connection with the January 6th insurrection. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
Stuart Rhodes took the witness stand a day after the government rested its case. Prosecutors spent a month laying out evidence of what they say was a conspiracy led by Rhodes to use force to prevent Joe Biden from taking office. Now, Rhodes and his attorneys are seeking to present a different version of events and a different picture of Rhodes himself. Wearing a dark suit and tie, Rhodes told the jury he's a patriotic American who cares deeply about the Constitution. He talked about his military experience, his family history, his path to Yale Law School, and eventually his decision to found the Oath Keepers in 2009. Rhodes is set to resume his testimony Monday. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
More women have been testifying in the sexual assault trial of former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, and PR's Mandalit Del Barco has a recap of his second week in courts.
A woman who'd been an aspiring actress told jurors that Harvey Weinstein sexually assaulted her in a hotel room during the Toronto Film Festival in 1991 and again 17 years later. Another woman, a massage therapist, testified that Weinstein sexually assaulted her in 2010. They're the first of the alleged victims identified as Jane Doe in the L.A. trial who are accusing the 70-year-old disgraced movie producer of rape, sexual battery, and other acts. In all, Weinstein is charged with 11 counts of sexual assault, and he faces up to 140 years in prison in California. He's already serving a 23-year sentence for similar crimes in New York. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The U.S. and its allies at the U.N. clashed with China and Russia on Friday. Speaking at a Security Council meeting, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said that those two countries have been preventing the Council from condemning a string of missile launches by North Korea this year.
The DPRK, however, has enjoyed blanket protection from two members of this Council. These members have bent over backwards to justify the DPRK's repeated violations, and in turn, they have enabled the DPRK and made a mockery of this Council.
North Korea has launched 59 ballistic missiles so far this year, raising tensions in the region. You're listening to NPR News. Job growth remained strong in October, but government officials say the rate was down compared to September. 261,000 positions were added last month, while average hourly pay was up 4.7% from a year ago. Hiring was brisk across most industries. The strong job market is complicating attempts to reduce the country's high inflation rate. Almost 500 artists and other public figures signed a joint letter this week calling on the State Department to intervene in the arrest of a prominent Palestinian cultural leader. NPR's Chloe Veltman has more.
Linguist Noam Chomsky and V, the author and actor formerly known as Eve Ensler, are among those who signed the letter condemning the Israeli forces' arrest of Bilal al-Sadi. The chairman of the world-renowned Freedom Theatre in Jenin was arrested on September 11th while driving through a military checkpoint and was sentenced to 6 months detention without charge or trial. Felice Gelman is a spokesperson for Friends of the Freedom Theatre.
It is an outrageous example of the way in which the Israeli army targets Palestinians in all walks of life.
In a statement, the State Department said the U.S. urges full respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms in Israel and the West Bank and Gaza. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
A major drought in East Africa is causing the death of hundreds of that continent's most recognized animals. Wildlife officials say more than 1,000 elephants, wildebeests, zebras, giraffes, and buffaloes have died in the past 9 months. Parts of Kenya have experienced four consecutive seasons with inadequate rain. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.